We're going to talk about what's the problem, then we're going to talk about the engagement, then we're going to talk about experts, da-da, and then we're going to talk about the plan, executing our plan, and then we're going to report the findings. So, who is a whistleblower? Anybody have any ideas? We all throw it around. We're lawyers. Don't you have a whistleblower policy? You know, you're required to have one under Sarbanes-Oxley, right? You got one? What does it define a whistleblower to be? Anyone. Well, it's anyone who reports wrongdoing. Now, it could be wrongdoing such as our CEO picks his nose, or it could be something much more serious than that, right? And we're not going to talk about the social faux pas unless they violate a law. But being a whistleblower in and of itself is not bad, but it's also not good. It depends on the subject matter. It depends on whether they're telling the truth, because I have experienced whistleblowers who fabricated facts to achieve a different agenda. What we're going to talk about is not just whistleblowing in general, but we're going to talk about an employee who is reporting employer wrongdoing. And so, now, we're also going to talk about it in the context of governmental regulation and law enforcement, because a lot of times those are entities that get involved in these. It's not going to be a good day when one of my charities went to unlock the door and they were greeted with people with badges and guns saying, "We're seizing all of your records."